crazy. Prayer is about Matan Torah. Advent of Matan Torah is the Yom Kippur Shavuos. And the gathering for women, just like the first people in Kabbalah Torah, the son of the Beis Yaakov, first to Beis Yaakov, and then into Bnei Yisrael. So the women are coming together, and it's a tremendous expression of actus in the community, of all the shuls in the community getting together, just as in Matan Torah. All the Klal Yisrael came together, the Ishat of the Levet, but it's a wonderful thing to see the entire community coming together to hear the Torah and the Cyrus. Before Rabbi Zinnergeist will speak, she will ask one thing, actually three things, that I mentioned before she speaks. That's the only thing she asked for in her introduction. She asked that everyone in the audience turn off their cell phones. They shouldn't be on vibrate, they shouldn't be on anything. Then she asked me another thing. That everyone in the audience should turn off their cell phones. And once again, she asked the third thing, that everyone in the audience should make sure that their cell phones are off. Without any further ado, without stopping to introduce the field. The medicine, after she speaks, it will be available to speak to people one-on-one. She'll be in the, exiting after the speech into the lobby. She's going to be available to sign books, and of course, books will be available, and that's it.
We had a decision for senior plus the afternoon. So first and foremost, I would like to express appreciation. I think we all should give our ourselves to the women in the community who had the foresight and the vision to organize the senior club, not only colonial fire fishing work, fire in the world. We gotta tell you that these are critical times. In the last few months, I have spoken to Jewish communities throughout the world and every continent. And I'm afraid to tell you, but I have to, that I who survived the Holocaust, I'm from the survival battlefield, see that I witnessed in Europe prior to the Holocaust. I share your life. And our people are feeling. There is one big difference. Just in the maximum, had to go to concentration camps, had to be 4 months in Catholic color, had to go to gas chambers. Today, Kalila, Kalila, Hashem Kevachim, the festival of the day just had to push a button. Kalila, Kalila. And we are so it is very significant that you have these kinnas here today of Moshe City Kalila. Presumably, the Hashem City Kotuma, the great apostles, speak to the women because the women have a fire and they their hands to the fire, they struck us, and subsequently the entire nation. But we have an amazing teaching. They're all familiar and certain that in the Tula Ashri, Dovid Hamelach omitted the ice nun, right? Why? Because nun equals Shan Merkiro. It's an expression of falling. So Dovid Hamelach wanted to protect us and said, I'm going to skip over the entire Ashri according to our faith, but nun is skipped over. There should be a shira on Israel. No one no fear, no holy. Comes his son, Shlomo HaMelech. How can we call Godot? And what does he do? He writes Ashes Kayot. And in Ashes Kayot, he writes down the Shleiman Melech was Tochon Mikol Adam. And Shleiman Melech said, if there is an age of Chayim, then there is no chashash of a Nekira of falling. The Nebuchadnezzar. If there is an age of Chayim, that's all the protection on Israel needs. That's why it's called Tumah Levit Yaakov. First, you have to speak to the women. So we have to make chasana for Tavoros HaTayos. It is written by Tavoros HaTayos. Umare Kavod Hashem, Ke'ish Ocheles Berosh HaRoh. And the image of Hashem at Mount Sinai was like the fire that consumed. What does that mean? Consuming fire. What does that mean? So the Kesavah Kabbalah explains that fire interacts with different materials on a different level. For example, paper is consumed very quickly. Steel, it consumes very quickly. Iron takes a long time. Everybody was at Mount Sinai, but not everyone was able to receive the same hashpah it depended upon their preparation. All the alternatives are never discoverable again. It's today. Hanoisim, the Amorites were, from the beginning, not Dave, not Musa, Hanoisim. Hanoisim, sorry, was God is giving Torah today. And we know that it's written. Habris Hatot, this verse that Hashem made, at Har Sinai, the Holy. Lord Sabotim, not with our fathers. The Hashem called it the subject in the English church. He told us, we, Erako, Hayom, those who are here today, Kolanu Chayim, all of us have arrived. So the verse was made in all of us, every one of us. It's not a historical event. So what can you and I do to prepare ourselves to be mechadol tomorrow, to be mechadol on Israel, and to ever Hashem to change this scale in the Shemani above. Because any time that Roshim Tikkunis will get involved, to ever Hashem will tip the scale. So listen to me carefully, friends. Every morning, we commence our brachas with an amazing brachas. Hanoisim Lassach V'Yo. He says to the boy of Shlomo, thank you, Rabbi Shlomo, for giving wisdom to the rooster. Anyone who's not strong will say, such a strange practice. The rooster is the most brainless creature that Hashem ever appears. Wisdom to the rooster. What does that mean? We have three things that you can learn from the rooster. You will absorb those three wisdoms from the rooster that will be set for Kabbalah Sapphire. Wisdom number one. L'hachim b'nyam b'loyom. To make a distinction between night and day. And Israel has to know how to make a distinction between that which is right and that which is wrong, that which is moral and that which is immoral, that which is eminent and that which is sheker. The nations of the world measure wisdom by IQ, a brilliant one. To us, that means nothing. You and I, all of us know people who have brilliant minds and they have some. I'm in charge of the Holocaust, but I'm speaking at university campuses. I gave the students a mighty breath of his scholarship. Because I am from Baron Logan. I am a physician using knowledge of medicine, torture, in the most savage manner. I am a scientist who loves gas chambers. Scientists who converted our skin into lampshades, Jewish lampshades, who converted our fat into soap. You be sure to die. So your knowledge means nothing. So what is wisdom? What is wisdom that you have to seek? The Torah defines for us everything. Kedushim to you, you shall be holy unto me. You have to aspire to Kedushim. But can you and I marry you and dream to become holy? Is that realistic? Isn't Kedushim something that is reserved for a select few? And then Hashem says, Kedushim to you, this question was given the Hakim to the entire nation. Everyone has to be present because everyone received this mandate to be holy. But it's not just a theoretical concept. Mephoshim explained to us exactly how to attain that formula. Rashi tells us, if you're Kedushim in the way of the Hakim, separate yourself from that which is immoral. Separate yourself from that which is immoral. Use the word sneer very often, as you would say, well, sneer, but you know,
really.
Sneer doesn't just mean
nerdy, not at all.
Sneer means to be bus another, to be the similar of the thing. And you can just do that. I don't know if you ever heard this story, but it's an amazing story. I was told some time ago about it. Margaret Thatcher was invited to the palace to be with the Queen at a special celebration. She comes into the palace and she's mortified. She, Margaret Thatcher, was wearing exactly the same dress as the Queen. She wants to disappear. She wants to ruin her. She wants the note of apology, asking the Queen to please forgive her, which she would have known that the Queen was very upset. She would never have worn it, and the Queen should please forgive. She received a note from the Queen's secretary. He said, the Queen never looks at her other people there. We are daughters of the King. We should never look at what other people wear. We have our own way of dressing. We walk in glory. So this we understand. And we dress like a practice right now. But then sneer is not just dress. We live in a very decadent world. There's so many mysterious, so many temptations that we have to deal with. The simple thing. You don't need to master the sector of what you call the business, you call the world, people come to your house, the taxpayers, the colors, and very often they put out their hands. What do you do? A man puts out his hand to you, what do you do? You ignore it? He thinks you're being very rude. You take it, you compromise it, it's not out of your welcome. What do you do? What do you do? My daughter told me, was in the bank a few weeks ago, and she's standing alone. And in front of her, she is a young man, sits a black cat, and he's making a transaction with his house. And after the transaction is completed, this Afro-American lady who is behind the window puts out her hand to shake his hand. What does he do? Picks up her pen and gives her the pen to shake. And my daughter hears this Afro-American lady say to her colleague, did you see that? Don't we just choose? Who do they think they are? He isn't even stand to shake. Did you see that? So my daughter goes over there and quickly and she says, excuse me, I couldn't help but overhear the conversation. I can help you and kiss you. But he could not, because you see, your hands are to the teachers, the ones to your husband, and to all of them. these other respect to your husband that really doesn't shape your man. And my daughter reached out for her. And she said, "That's the most beautiful thing I've ever heard." She said, "Do you think we can lose me to all of these religious delights?" If you explain, if it can be he called my Samovina Samuel, Amen. This is your wisdom in the sight of the nation. Never be embarrassed. Never be ashamed to seek the shame of Allah, the shame of Hashem. Because for that you only have respect. Never compromise. Me personally, I do it a little bit differently. I'm interacting with people all over the world, so let me tell you what I do. A few years ago, I received a phone call from the Republican Party, and I was asked to deliver the benediction in Madison Square Garden at the Republican Convention after the third grade Laura Bush would complete the speech. I was told that it only seemed like a 3 minutes and four for 10. I felt if I had an opportunity to bring a tally change to mind, I spoke about Paul, I spoke about Israel, I spoke about our contribution to the world, etc., etc. But the next day I received a phone call from the Republican Party. The president was so impressed that he would want me to come and sit at the meeting when he delivered his acceptance address. President, I'm deeply honored, but there is just one thing. And when the president comes to us, he shakes hands with everybody. And to the ladies, he usually gives a pat on the cheek. And I'm a medicine. Well, we have all. And we don't shake hands without the gentleman. So it's a no problem. Let's get into it. So come the evening, I take a seat. And next to me, a prominent gentleman from the Republican Party takes a seat. And immediately, the usher goes over to him, taps him on the shoulder. "Excuse me, sir, that's your Everton. It's preferable that a lady should sit next to her." You never should have said it. So the president comes back and he greets everybody, shakes hands, gives a little peck on the cheek of a lady, comes to me, puts his hand in my defect, reticent. And to this day, I just came back from Eric's prayer, I was with the president for the 60th year celebration of the Shalayim. And they finished his speech, he managed to shake hands with people, greet the people, he sees me, and we're going to get the answer to that. So why do I tell you this, friend? Because if you speak up, people will respect it. See the shame Hashem, and remember the story of the queen. The queen does not look at what other people are wearing. We have our own way. We have our own wisdom. And he follows the wisdom of the Torah. That's one thought. But let's examine this whole idea of wisdom. What is wisdom? He says, the rave, Kol Chacham rave, in the heart of every person who has wisdom in his heart, will not be Chokmah going to get wisdom. Do you understand it? It doesn't make sense. First of all, do you give wisdom in the heart? You should give wisdom in the mark, in the brain, the rush, not the leg. So what does this mean? In order for you to understand what wisdom means in the Torah, I can tell you a story. The Rebbe of Slonim, that Ishikol, who was called Ishikol, the Chari, who was brilliant, was looking for Shidduch for his daughter. 아니 시각 원수는 이제 무서워진다. 오해소된다. So you decided you want to go up to Goloshin to speak to the initiates about Yeshiva and ask for a good book, a very good book. Come to the initiate and says, I'm looking for a sugar for my daughter. Who is your best boy? And the initiate said, I'm very sorry, I've been a very good boy. All my boys are best boys. I tell you what, go to the initiate and say, you find out for yourself. Examine this. Pakasani goes into the Greek language and he gives him a shaila on the respect of the other. And he says, I would like to know who can answer this and where to answer the response, please come and see. No one came up with the right answer. That was very easy. He says to the Rosh Hashiva, he's going to say, I don't know, nobody came up with the right answer. So he says, give it one more day. Let him think about it. Here's this one more day, so no one came up with the right answer. No, he said, had to go to another yeshiva. And he tells him to be quiet and tells his wagon drivers, you know, they didn't have any cars, he goes, say, one more day. And as the horse is trying to gallop, he sees the boy running for the yeshiva. Wait, wait, daddy, wait, wait! The pastor is not even, wait a minute. The boy comes up and he says, do you know the answer? Let me ask him. He says, I don't know the answer. I don't. But the entire night, I couldn't sleep. I was agonizing. He's such a brilliant child. Please, oh, please, God, give me the answer. But the rabbi said, this is my father. This is my father. You know what? It's not knowing the answer. It's having a desire, a bakasha, a chukka to find the answer. That's chokmah faith. To live in certain priorities. If the Bimaharaj Mahara said, you judge a person by that which makes him excited. What makes you excited? Let's be honest. If you woke up on the fire, what makes you all excited? What is the talk that your children hear? That this one has a new car, this one has an vacation here, and this one really they have, and how much money he made, and how much money she has, or love of Tyra. Do your children see that love of Tyra at home? You know, today we have so many children, cups or so on, a shender of cake that fall through the bag. So why is that? Because parents are relying upon the yeshivas. You cannot rely upon the yeshivas. The mother has to be there. The mother has to keep alive. That's why God in the beginning, Shalomar said, there is no problem with a nun if there's an Asian choir. And what is the purpose of an Asian choir with a nun? No God is showing bow. If there's an Asian choir, then the entire Mishpacha is saved. What is the competition in your home? What makes you excited? Is it Dashir, money, or is it Ruchnir, Tiger? What do your children will remember? And your pet images, my mother, what legacy did she leave behind? What kept Lucifer's son alive in his mind, 17 years old, abandoned by his family? It was in a country that had never said sharp, it was the most decadent country in the world. How come you remain the son? You know what? Do you know Shalavitsky's story is off? In his mind, the image of the tata, the image of a mama, the image of a tata. Remember those things. You can't forget the conversation. So this is our chokmah. This is our wisdom. That lesson number one we learn from the sacrifice from the wisdom. The Hasim, the young, the loyal, make a differential decision between night and day, between that which is good and that which is bad. Between our tolerate and the ways of the nations. and we never deviate. We don't care what other people do. That's number one. That's number two that we learn from this athlete. Every morning, rain or shine, winter or summer, the rooster crows. The rooster is never in a mood. The rooster fulfills its mission every morning, and the mission of the rooster is to grow. Rain or shine, in poverty, in wealth, in health, in honor, the rooster crows. The rooster is never in a mood. Do you know what we do to our children when we get into our homes? What we do to our homes? We are heathen 24/7. This is such a nervous generation. So nomadic. So depressed. And we will get moody for the most shit at things. I think my man. I'm not exaggerating, but I've seen this. You can't talk to them. Trying to have someone cool. The mother is in the mood. Or the cleaning doesn't show up. Let me tell you, I live through black and Belgium. I live through so much. When I came to this country, it wasn't easy. We lived in a suburb. My Catholic faith had studied Kadosh Mazoha, Haran Babon, having a youth like Super Ukraine away, had to struggle, I don't have to tell you. And my mama, but it's a memory of my daughter, for sure. But I never thought that it would be that strong. My Catholic only called us, let's take a kinder, precious life. And my husband also survived the Holocaust. He came to this country as a youth and an orphan. To start an Orthodox shul in Hawaii 50 years ago was a very difficult task, need I tell you that. It was not simple. And as you know, dear friends, I never saw him with a smile. And his favorite teaching was, if there is no reason to smile, put a smile on your face and Hashem will give you every reason to smile. Simcha Chaim, that is our message, that is our mission, that is our purpose. Or if you ask Samyak, if there is Hashem the simple. So you say to yourself, well, what if I don't feel simple? Huh? I was lecturing one day and a girl comes over to me after my lecture, one of the students, and she says, Anderson, can I ask you a personal question? And they should speak on the board. She says, I love your book. I know you went through so much. And I always see that you are smiling. Could you tell me something? Where was your smile stop? And on it, or in your heart? I said, what an amazing nobody has ever asked me that. I guess I said, it's so on my list. Because in my heart, of course I have problems. Of course I have worries. Who doesn't? But we have a responsibility and a client to bring simcha to others and not to destroy their feelings. Your faith is public property. The Roshut Harabim. So you force yourself this morning, and if you force yourself this morning from your lips, it enters your heart, and it enters another heart. People destroy their own homes and their own children. The screaming, the yelling, losing temper, moodiness, anger. What are you doing? It's like a shame to sink her. The whole goal is to have pretext rather than one to create a home. Lesson number two. Now we come to lesson number three from the Sechri from Jerusalem. No matter what ends the darkness, Jerusalem knows that the morning will come. The Nazi Yimak Shimon came to report us to give us a few minutes to stand on the street, to get relaxed. He couldn't take anything with us, but my Sati decided to smuggle something. Do you know what he took? My Sati took each film that had belonged to my either Veda, the Chandra Sati. And then my Sati took the manuscript, the Kisvayat that had unpublished upon hiding the either Veda, the most of the lake, and the area took. And all receptors. Can you understand that? And Shabbat, and Rokot, and Vikun, and Kedushin. Now let me ask you, what do you think my highly attacked or cynical? Would those receptors be published in Orchid and Garden Rokot? Would you have any more prudence to smuggle a can of sari? Some money, a piece of jewelry. But Jerusalem, no matter how dense the darkness, the morning will come. You are a nation that has a mother. Do you know behind the hand of a good song, how Omen, really the one who says, Omen, your sin is away, the one than the one who gives the broker born. Because what's Omen? Omen comes from good Amuna. If you went to a terrible car accident, for example, and you go and venge one more. So it's not a big thing because you know it's through the net, you rent it. But if somebody says, Omen, they believe you have a net. This is the kind of Bani Israel. They are the Amuna. And my father was not the only one. In the Warsaw Ghetto, the Kiev dancer members of his entire family killed out, slaughtered. And kept writing their great poem, and the Hasidim said to him, Rabbi, what are you doing? Very soon they will kill you, and they will kill all of us, they will destroy the ghetto. For whom is the Rabbi writing? And the Rabbi answered, as long as I am alive, I have enough virus to write the great fire and to teach fire, the rest is up to Hashem. They killed the Rebbe. They destroyed the ghetto. After the war, a Polish Christian boy was playing in the rubble of the ghetto and he found the manuscript. He sold it to a Gentile American soldier for a bar of chocolate. The American soldier recognized the Jewish writing and said to himself, my Jewish chaplain in my army, in my unit, will be happy with it. So he bought it for a bottle of chocolate. The rest is history. The manuscript was published in the Sefer Eish Kodesh, and the yeshiva is studying it all over the world. As long as my father's manuscript and his film in 1947 when we came to this country, we came with the manuscript and with the film, and the manuscripts were published by Mahon Yerushalayim, and they are being studied all over by the Bnei Yeshiva. The rooster knows, no matter how dense the darkness, the morning will come. And look at me, just look at me, my friend. The president called me a few years ago, 3 years ago. When I represent the United States of America at the dedication of Yad Vashem's new building in Yerushalayim. All heads of state are invited. Our president could not make it. He sent a delegation of 7, and he asked me to be 1 of the 7. I'm going back to end his battle phase, flying on the plane of the president. The Honorable Fred Zeidman came over to me. He's the head of the Holocaust Museum, and he said, President, do you know who you are?
I was sitting on my baby's knee,
and covering myself, my David trembled. I looked up, my David was weeping. I did not fight in the nearest saw my David cry. I ran to my father, said, "Daddy, did he die?" And my father turned to cry. And the tumor began. When David woke up tonight, I'll explain to you why David is crying. So we walked outside. The snow was very deep. And my father said, "Keep holding an edge, my kid. I will go first." I knew some of my sister. After a few minutes, my father stopped. A fish fell on the freaking surface, drifting down the ledge while I first. Why I told you to follow my sister? The fish is on my target. The shrine is very deep. The snow is very deep. We sat there when she was at the top mountain. My father didn't put that shit forward. And my father said, "You are my kin." They can get up every day that I get. That's why you say that he's crying. Because he is not learning for himself. He's making the terror for you and I. You can just see the light because the snow will be very deep. And has to show him you will fall. But every time you fall, remember that there is a terror for you. Search for it, stand up, and keep walking. I was a little girl, I didn't understand. But very soon I discovered that the snow was much deeper than I could have imagined. And I fell many times. But every time I fell, I heard my father's voice. Say, "There is a terror for you. Search for it. Stand up, keep walking." So I stood up, and I kept walking. My David, my brother, my aunt, my uncle, my cousin, that all killed our Hebrew church in Auschwitz. 30 years ago, I received for the very first time an invitation to speak in Hungary. My mother, when I was shown, was still alive, and she said, after my speech in Budapest, we took a taxi to go to the chapel that my David had been to go. We wanted to see their house again, and we wanted, most of all, to find David over, my idol David, who had been going there before. We come to the chapel. I look for an old man because young people don't know who to do. I find an old farmer, an old peasant, and I say to him, "Do you remember the Jews who lived here once?" "Oh, yeah." "You remember the rabbi?" "Oh, yeah." "And the chief that has been the rabbi and the Jews still here?" "Oh, yeah, so and so is there." "Is the cemetery, the Jewish cemetery still here? The grave of the old rabbi?" "Oh, yeah, I think so. Could you show us?" He leads us, my mom and I are holding hands. We come to the street, and friends, as soon as we came to the street, I recognized the house immediately. And as we came close, my poor mommy, she lost it. She broke down and she started to cry. I recall between mother, mother. "Please, the mother, go ever in the tea. Please, mommy, open the door. If you never can do it, it should not arrive." The door opened. The peasant came up and said, "What do you want? Who are you looking for?" I looked at the peasant. I looked at my mom. And I said, "What do you want? Who are you looking for?" "Nothing, no one. There's no one to look for. There's nothing we could want. Sorry. Mistake. We didn't want to go inside. We didn't want to see my things before we started behind the stories. We didn't want to see my brother's kitchen with sailing the horses." So instead we went to the great island. And I found the grave site of my husband, Idol David.
And I told him everything that happened to us. And I asked my idol Zeta to please my idol Zeta, whose name God would say, and to please tell him, thank you for making the Derek for me. And I fell many times, but I found the Derek, and today I have seen the Derek, and I make like an Eli Kirk will follow the Derek. And I spawned that he made me so that every he should follow the Derek. And I wrote my book so that every he should follow the Derek. And tonight, this whole cup of us on fire. I'm here with you watching this colors. Remind each and every one of us that we all had saviors and fathers who made us better for us, who are walking with us. We just have to feel them. And it's the Chokhmah in the name. And we'll come to Kabbalah the first time and we'll be standing next to us. Never deviate. Never go to the left or to the right. Stay your course. The course is Torah. Never be ashamed. Never get into a mood. You're still classifying. You're undisloyal. And never lose your emuna. You are going through difficult materials. Who doesn't have materials today? Embrace the initial name that isn't just something that is not purchasing some terrible problem. And if not now, who knows what tomorrow brings? Hashem Yerachim, I'm so frightened, I'm so concerned for all of us. The elections in America, the situation in the world. Hashem Yerachim. We need all the spirit. But we do not lose our emuna. No matter against the darkness, the morning will come. Never forget. We get tambourine. We have a monarch. We have no shame to call you. And if there is an age of trial, there is no hashash for the Tigala. Hashem should see the cities that kindle us. And the fire of the bridge that will be all of us. If Hogan's a question, we should let us. Yo Hashem Kronovirako Bichon Echo. Yitro Hashem Kronovirako Yisena Koshola. Shem Yitro Hashem Kronovirako Yisena Koshola. Yisleches. For all the reports, by Kabbalah the Tzayin Hashem gives all the reports. Those who are ill should have a report Shemimu. Those in Yitzanoka should have Tadnosa. Those in Yishidokim should have Shidokim. Those in Yitzanoka should have Kendala. And we only need the Shanachis. Right, the bench, and Shalom Aleichem, and Aleichem Shalom. I will see all of you as we go into the lobby, and I'll be very happy to speak to you one on one, to sign my books for you, and to converse with you, to chat with you.